We are bringing the world to your classroom. This is CNN Student News. Hello, everyone, and welcome on this Friday, May 6th. My name is Carl Azus, and as we kick off today's headlines, we're beginning at Ground Zero. That's the site of the World Trade Center in New York City, which was targeted in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And it's where President Obama was yesterday for a ceremony paying tribute to the victims of that violence. The president helped lay a wreath at Ground Zero. Vice President Joe Biden did the same thing at the Pentagon, which was another target of the 9/11 attacks. The president's visit came days after the death of Osama bin Laden, the man behind the attacks. Deborah Feyrick talked with two sisters who were in middle school on September 11, 2001, and whose father was killed in the attacks.
It's definitely mixed emotions because you definitely feel relief that somebody that represents injustice and cruelty that was responsible for the murder of my father, finally, the fact that he's no longer on this earth brings a sort of justice to the situation. But at the same time, it brings up all of these emotions from that day when I found out that he died and just knowing that my dad will never come back. And it's hard to have that hole in your life and that I'll never get full closure on that.
Well, Samantha Hayes joins us now on the president's visit to Ground Zero.
President Obama paused Thursday afternoon to honor the victims of September 11th. After the wreath laying at Ground Zero, the president met privately with the families of 9/11 victims and first responders. It was a moment full of meaning and emotion.
Most Americans today feel that this is not any kind of political issue. This is an issue to feel good about America.
Earlier in the day, the president stopped by the Engine 54 firehouse. The station lost 15 firefighters on September 11th.
This is a symbolic site of the extraordinary sacrifice that was made on that terrible day.
So for him to come here and to see the faces of the firefighters that were killed on September 11th and to see the shrine that was erected in their honor really meant something to him.
The president's visit comes just 24 hours after announcing he would not release the photos of Osama bin Laden after he was killed. It's a decision that some disagree with, saying the photos offer closure and send a message.
This is what happens at the end to someone who threatens Americans and who kills Americans.
As the political discourse continues, so does the progress at Ground Zero. This time lapse by Project Rebirth shows the evolution of the space where the Twin Towers once stood. Another symbol that America is moving forward, but will never forget what happened nearly 10 years ago.
Intentionally flooding parts of the U.S. in order to avoid catastrophic floods in other communities. It's not a plan everyone agrees with, but it is a plan that's moving forward. This is what parts of Illinois looked like on Tuesday. River levels have dropped nearly 2 feet since engineers started their work. But this was the result of that work. Plots of farmland in Missouri that are now sitting underwater. The flooding, which has spread into Arkansas, has been caused by massive rain. And meteorologists don't expect that to let up until next month.